So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had cited the opinion of Rebbe, who derives the Isser of Tsaras Erva from the words Ulakacha Vayibma in the Pasuk, Yevama Yavi Aleha Ulakacha Loyla Isha Vayibma. Rather than from the Gzer Shava of Aleha Aleha in the Pasuk, Vayisha Lachaisa Lisikach Litra Lagasra Vasa Leha Bechaya. The Gemara therefore asks, Rebbe, Hai Aleha Mayavid Lei, what does Rebbe learn from the word Aleha in the Pasuk of Achais Isha? The Gemara explains that Rebbe uses the word Aleha for a different Gzeres Shava related to the laws of Karbanes Chatas that are brought for an Aver B'Shagig, as the Gemara explains. Davar Shechayov and Azdeinu Karis B'Shagigasi Chatas. A Karban Chatas is brought B'Shagig only for an Aver which carries a penalty of Karis when done B'Mezit. The Gemara cites a Braisa which lists various types of Karbanes Chatas and how we derive the above Halacha for each Chatas. Parhelm Davar Shal Tzibra. This karban chatas is brought when Klal Yisrael follow an erroneous ruling of Bezdin. Regarding this karban, the pasuk says, "V'noida hachatas hashachatu aleha," and regarding achais isha, the pasuk says, "V'isha lachaisa leisikach litzrul galas arvasa aleha b'chaya." Rebbe Yomer, "Nemer kan aleha, v'nemer lahal no aleha, ma lahal davar shechayav mazdein ekaras v'ashegugas echatas, af kan davar shechayav mazdein ekaras v'ashegugas echatas." Parakoyim Mashiach. This karma chatas is brought by the Kohen Gadol, who by his own ruling did an aver b'shagig. The pasuk says, "Im haKohen haMashiach yechto la'ashmas ha'am." This teaches us, Mashiach ketzibur. The criteria for par Kohen Mashiach are the same as for par Helm Davish al tzibur, and that it is brought only for Davish achayav mazdei nekaras. Yachad may be kisva o yisira, nasi may be sar. An individual brings a female sheep or goat, and a nasi brings a male goat. Regarding all three, Yachid, Nasi, Parhelm, Davish, Al-Tzibra, the Pasuk says in one form or another, V'asa achas mikol mitzves Hashem asha lo yisei asana. The Gzer Shava of the words mitzves teaches that Yachid and Nasi are like Parhelm, Davish, Al-Tzibra, and that their karmachatis is brought only for Davar, Shechayam, Azdei, Nekaras. Tzibra b'avaydis gechavim mevim par v'sair, par lo'ayla, v'sair l'chatas. The Tzibra worshipped Avaydis Zara, based on an erroneous ruling of Bezin, regarding which the Pasuk says, V'hayim me'enei ha'eda nesel l'shkaga. Regarding Parhelm Davish shal tzibur, the Pasuk says, V'nelem davar me'enei akol, V'gzer shav me'enei compares the two. Yachid nasi u'mashiach, mevin tzira. Regarding which the Pasuk says, V'im nefesh achas techat ha'bishkaga. All individuals who worship Avedizar b'shagig bring a female goat. The vav of v'im nefesh achas, as Rashi explains, teaches Vav Maisaval in Rishon. All Yechidim are like the Tzibur regarding the halacha of Davar Shechayav Mazdei Nekaras v'Shegugas Echatas. The Gemara then proceeds to explain how the Chachamim derived this halacha, since they used the Gzeir Shava of Aleha for Yibam in addition to other halachas of these karbanas. We proceed with that which the Gemara refers to a case mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak. There are four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Two of them, Levi and Yehuda, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and later died childless. The two Yevamis now fall for Yibam to Reuven and Shimon. If each one of the sisters was an erva to one of the surviving brothers as follows. Rachel was an erva to Reuven, and Leah was an erva to Shimon. Hasru lezeh muteres lezeh, vasru lezeh muteres lezeh. Rachel is asa to Reuven and muta to Shimon, because she is not an erva to Shimon. Leah is asa to Shimon and muta to Reuven, because she is not an erva to Reuven. This is a case of Va'achaysa Shehi Yevimta Cheletzes Oymes Yabemes. Her sister and fellow Yevama is eligible for either Chalitza or Yibam. V'amar Yehuda Marav, V'chein Ten Reb Chia, V'kulan Anikar Behen. This scenario can occur with any one of the Chamesh Esrei Arayis mentioned in the first Mishnah. Rashi proceeds to explain each scenario. In all cases except one, we have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Two of them, Levi and Yehuda, married two sisters, Rochel and Leah, and later died childless. The two Yevamis now fall for Yibam to Reuven and Shimon, but Rochel is an erver to Reuven, and Leah is an erver to Shimon. Pitoy. The sisters, Rochel and Leah, are the daughters of Reuven and Shimon, respectively. Obviously, they're sisters only from one mother. However, this can only occur in the case of Bitei Manusasai. Reuven had Rochel out of wedlock, and then Shimon had Leah with this same mother out of wedlock. If Reuven had married her, and then divorced or died, Shimon could not have married her because of Eshesach. Bas Bitoy. The sisters Rachel and Leah are the granddaughters of Reuben and Shimon. How? One man married both Reuben's and Shimon's daughters, and each had a daughter, Rachel and Leah. They are sisters, min ha'av, bas benoi. Reuben's son married a woman and had Rachel. He then divorced or died, and Shimon's son married her and had Leah. They are sisters, min ha'em, bas ishtoi. Both Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife had previously been married to Nachshon, with whom they had Rachel and Leah, which makes them achoyes min ha'av. Nachshon then died, and his two wives married Reuben and Shimon, and Rachel and Leah married Levi and Yehuda. Bas bita. Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife each had a daughter from a previous marriage, who both married the same man, and had Rachel and Leah, achoyes min ha'av. Bas bina. Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife each had a son from a previous marriage, who both married the same woman, obviously, one after another, and had Rachel and Leah respectively, achoyes min ha'em. Chamoisoi, em chamoisoi, em chamov. Reuben's mother-in-law, Rachel, and Shimon's mother-in-law, Leah, are sisters. In other words, Reuben and Shimon married cousins, or Reuben and Shimon married second cousins, their grandmothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. The following cases are more complicated, and we will use a different pattern of names to conform to Rashi's illustrations. Achoisei mi'imei. Nachshon had two wives, Rachel and Bilhah, with whom he had two daughters, Malchla v'Noya, respectively, making them achoyes min ha'av. After Nachshon died, Yaakov married both wives, Rachel and Bilhah, and had Reuben v'Levi with Rachel, and Shimon v'Yehuda with Bilhah. Levi married Bilhah's daughter Noya, who is not related to him, and is an erva of achoyesa mi'imer to Shimon. Yehuda married Rachel's daughter, Machla, who is not related to him, and is an erva of achoyesa mi'imai to Reuben. Achoyesa mi'imai. Kalev had two wives, Chalav and Nara, with whom he had two daughters, Rachel and Leah, respectively. After Kalev died, Yachzeel married both wives, Chalav and Nara, and with them had two daughters, Bilhah and Zilpah, respectively. This makes Rachel and Bilhah sisters, achoyes min ha'em, daughters of Chalav, and Leah and Zilpah sisters, achoyes min ha'em, daughters of Nara. Yaakov married the two sisters, Bilhah and Zilpah, daughters of Yachzeel. Rashi points out that obviously he married the second after the death of the first, for otherwise the second sister is forbidden because of achoyes ishtoi. Bilhah bore him Reuven, and Zilpah bore him Shimon. Yaakov also had a third and unrelated wife who bore him Levi v'Yehuda. Levi married Rachel, who is not related to him, and is an erva of achoyes imoi to Reuven. Yehuda married Leah, who is not related to him, and is an erva of achoyes imoi to Shimon. Achoyes ishtoi. Naphtali had two wives, Ada v'Tzela, with whom he had two daughters, Dina v'Naamah, respectively. After Naphtali died, Yachzeel married both wives, Ada v'Tzela, and with them had two daughters, Bilhah and Zilpah, respectively. This makes Dina and Bilhah sisters, Achoyes min ha'em, daughters of Ada, and Naamah and Zilpah sisters, Achoyes min ha'em, daughters of Tzela. Reuben married Bilhah and Shimon married Zilpah. Levi married Dina, who is an erva of Achoyes ishtoi to Reuben. Yehuda married Nama, who is an erva of Achoyes ishtoi, to Shimon. Eshes achav mi'imai. Yaakov had two wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, who are not related to each other. Bilhah had a son Naphtali from a previous marriage and bore Yaakov Reuben v'Levi. Zilpah had a son Yisachar from a previous marriage and bore Yaakov Shimon v'Yehuda. Naphtali v'Yisachar married two sisters, Rachel v'Leah respectively, who are otherwise not related to the family. After Naphtali v'Yisachar died, and there was no issue of Yibum, Levi married Leah, who is not related to him, and is an erva of Eshes Achav Me'imit to Shimon. Yehuda married Rachel, who is not related to him, and is an erva of Eshes Achav Me'imai to Reuben. Kalosai. Reuben's son Chanoich and Shimon's son Tzeicher married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, respectively. After Chanoich and Tzeicher died, Levi married Rachel, his nephew's widow, which is permitted, and she is an erva of Kalosai to Reuben. Yehuda married Leah, who is an erva of Kalosai to Shimon. Eshes Achav Shlohoi Boi Lomai. In this case, Yaakov ultimately has six sons, but we start with four sons, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuben died, leaving Rachel a Yevama. Before Levi or Yehuda did Yibum or Chalitza, a fifth son was born to Yaakov Yisachar, who certainly cannot be Meyab Rachel because of Eshes Achav Shlohoi Boi Lomai. He was born after the death of Reuben. Levi went ahead and was Meyab and Rachel. Then Shimon died, leaving Leah a Yavama. At this point, a sixth son was born to Yaakov, Zvulun, who cannot be Meyab and Leah because of Eches Achav Shlahoi by Lomai. He was born after the death of Shimon. And Yehuda went ahead and was Meyab and Leah. Subsequently, both Levi and Yehuda died childless, leaving both Rachel and Leah Yavamas to the surviving brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun. Rachel is an Erva to Yisachar, since previously when she was a Yavama from Reuben, she was forbidden to Yisachar as Eshes Achav Shlahoi by Lamai. She remains also to him forever as an Eshes Ach from Reuben. Leah is not an Erva to Yisachar, because when she was a Yavama from Shimon, she was permitted to Yisachar as he was by Lamai of Shimon. He was already born at the time Shimon died. Leah is an Erva to Zvulun, since previously when she was a Yavama from Shimon, she was forbidden to Zvulun as Eshes Achav Shlahoi by Lamai. She remains asa to him forever as an Eshesach from Shimon. This is a case of Noel L'Bseif Yibim. He was born before Yehuda was Meyabim. Rachel is not an Erva to Zevulun, because according to Reb Shimon, the Issa of Eshesach of Shlahoi by Lomai does not apply in the case of Yibim L'Bseif Noelid, where he was born after Levi had already been Meyabim, and he never found her in the Yibim situation. Therefore, Ha'asur L'Zeh Muteres L'Zeh, V'asur L'Zeh Muteres L'Zeh. Rachel is asa to Yisachar, but mutter to Zevulun. Leah is also to Zevulun, but mutter to Yisachar. This discussion continues on the next daf.